Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to another episode of That's Dicey. I'm Andrew.
I'm Steph.
I'm Alex.
Today we're going to play some Blades in the Dark. I have an interesting plan for what we're going to call session one, because my plan is to give you three separate options, but we'll start our story off in the magistrate office. The Honorable Sina Fitkit called you up into her office, sat you, all three of you down, and said, "I have a job for you. There's a person I really want to get rid of. It just keeps eluding the law." So she wants to hire you to plant evidence on this person who's being investigated by an inspector. So the inspector guy, the one Inspector LaRouche, is looking into crimes that this person possibly has done. The person in question, Ernest Bowditch, is a member of the Imperial Militia who's just been doing bad stuff, according to the magistrate, and gets away with it because he has carefully timed alibis, and evidence gets lost and witnesses go missing. So, wants you to sneak in and make sure he gets caught. Now, the other information that the magistrate gives you is the inspector will drop the case and say that it was tampered with if he suspects anything. It's off, because he's a very by-the-book, like, everything has to be perfect before he'll submit it to a barrister, which is how things are tried. An inspector submits stuff to a barrister presents it to a magistrate. You're talking to the magistrate who it would be presented to, so all you need to do is get the inspector to give it to a barrister, and this man goes to jail. But our, I guess, three-way choice here is, do you help the magistrate, do you help the militia guy, or do you help the inspector make a good case?
What should we be being paid for?
The militia guy is the criminal, right?
Yes. Three. Coin.
Just three.
Three coin.
Three money.
$3 bills.
So exactly. Dollar bills.
Yeah. How many? Yeah.
Cool. What would we get out of anything else?
Well, if you help the inspector, you don't really get anything other than a rep with the blue coat people, inspectors.
We want our reputation to be narcs.
Yeah, and then if you help the militia person, we would have to make that decision, and then we would play out bargaining with him. So essentially, how I imagine it in my head is, you're in the magistrate's office now being offered this job. You say you don't accept it, you go to the militia person and say, "Hey, this person has a plan to do something to you. We can help prevent it. What are you going to give us?" And so you'd have to bargain and barter with that person and figure out what they're willing to give you.
But go ahead, Alex.
Do we have to accept the job right now, or can we, like, sleep on it and then go talk to the militia dude and see what he's willing to give?
I feel like if we go talk to the militia dude and say, "Hey, someone's going to plant stuff on you, pay us to stop them," and we don't like their offer, we can't go back to the other guy because he said that the case will get thrown out if anything's suspicious. And so, like, the guy getting investigated might go to the cops and be like, "They're gonna plant stuff on me." And then the cops would be like, "Ah, it's suspicious," and get rid of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you where my head is at. Three money as a guarantee is better than, like, a possibility of more money down the line. Because there's also a possibility that the militia guy will just, like, run off and not give us anything.
I think we try it.
Right. Magistrate will give you the damning evidence and where to put it, which is a warehouse owned by this particular person that is going to be raided and inspected later by Inspector LaRouche. You'll have to get it in there and place it then make it look like no one ever was there and that it was just there.
Mm-hmm.
So before, I guess, we get into your approach and that type of stuff, there is a thing called gather information role. Any of you can do it. You would just go to where your roll dice at, dice thing, and pick yourself. And then you can select any of the actions that you are able to do, but you will have to explain how you gathered the information using that skill. So if someone wants to do that, I can give you a range of information based on, you know, what your role. And the position will be controlled and the effect will be standard. And then you can roll it if you got it. And then tell me what your role.
What are we rolling for?
Gathering information. You can do that.
We just...
Oh, I just have to make
it. Do we select any of our skills?
Yeah, any of them. But you'll have to narratively explain how, you know, you've done that, right? So if you, for instance, the simplest example that I have in my head currently, you use sway, right? Then you've, like, charmed or, like, used, like, some sort of, like, false, you know, disguise to get a good look at the place. Like, you know, I'm the pizza delivery man and I walked in there and looked around, you know, that type of thing. So it would just be contextualizing the action you're using, but you can use any of them. And that'll be the same for all of the game. It'll just be your effect may be less based on the situation. Like if you're in a sword fight with someone and you stop and try to sway them, your effect is going to be lessened because you're trying to stab them.
Fair.
Let's see. So I think I want to try and do the gather information thing and use... What happened here? I think I'm going to use a tune, maybe?
Okay.
To see if there's, like, a ghosty haunting the area. Who can sort of give me a leg up on what we're doing here.
Okay. And then...
You said the position is controlled and the effect is standard?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just hit the roll button, yeah?
Yes. Oh, you got a 6. Nice.
Nice.
That's an outright success,
that
right?
That is good, yeah.
That's a success!
So, there is a local ghost of this warehouse. A poor, unfortunate person that may have had some sort of sad incident in their life that caused them to die in this warehouse. And they haunt the warehouse. Most of the time, they repeat loops of, like, events that have happened to them. And they don't really move about or interact. But because you've, you know, attuned yourself to them, you're able to look around in, like, their surroundings. So this warehouse is a... distillery in disguise. It has a bunch of crates and a bunch of things stacked up, but inside is like these barrels that they distill and then they move underneath. So there's an underground this warehouse that they move under the ground out into the city. What they're distilling, you don't really know. It's mostly them pouring liquids into barrels and that type of thing. So without like following that chain, you wouldn't be able to figure out what they're doing per se. But there's a main floor with an entrance with like bay doors. And then there are stairs that go up to a walkway that goes around the outside of the warehouse. And there's a couple doors up there and they go sort of to like a sky shelf around the top of the warehouse. From the looks of it, there's maybe 4 guards at max at any given time. It looks like there's normally 2 that are kind of patrolling around, and then they switch to another set of 2, but for like half an hour to an hour, there are 4 of them as the other 2 finish their route and then head out. I don't think that there's any more mission housewise. There are 2 floors, stairs to get to the second floor, those to like walk away. There's a main floor with like a bay door, a bunch of crates, barrels in the center of the room that get like shifted underground and move some. That happens once in the day. And then there are the 4 guards that roam the place pretty much the whole day. But there are only 4 of them for an hour at most. Two guards most of the day, and then another two come on and then finishing their route. And then it's just the rest, the other two, until the other two come back. What I will say is you'll have an advantage in your setup planning role thing in that you are aware of the patterns, how everything functions. And then also, I'll give you the benefit that you can use at some point during this score. You can reattune to this ghost and kind of get a glimpse of what's going on inside because you've already attuned to it. But after that, your connection not as great, so you'll have to reattune again.
Okay.
You can get a free look around the warehouse at any point in time.
Awesome. Nice.
That went exceptionally well. Now, talk about the plan. How are we getting in there? Where are we putting the...
So, just the question. Am I meant to be seeing a map right now? Because I don't see a map.
No.
No. Okay, good. Good. Perfect. I just wanted to be sure.
I was thinking last time when we did the map that my brain does not work that way. And my brain got stuck in, like, configuration of rooms. Like, nope. The map ruins my whole process of thinking. I don't ever use them for, like, D&D. Don't know why. But it just makes my brain turn off. Because it's like, everything's there. The map is already there. I don't have to think of what the room looks like. It looks like this. And then my creativity is gone. I will be posting fun little pictures. You should be looking at a cool picture of, like, outside.
of pain.
Yeah. Oh, so this is the area where the warehouse is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Yeah, so I'll have, you know, a mock-up picture of something similar, but not really a full map.
That's fine.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. So, I guess, look at approaches. I'm gonna say that assault is probably not one you can do. Trying to be as, you know, not detected as possible. But all the other ones have some sort of mirror. Occult, maybe? Maybe not. Occult is a little hard to see. So there are the approaches. I'll just read them all. Assault, deception, stealth, occult, social, and transport. Those are the ways you're going to get into the building and start this where you're going.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And lies as far as how you get in there and what you want to stick with throughout the process. As far as, like, what the job is, stealth is probably the best option, but I don't want to, you know, put you in there. Because, like, you could, you know, do transport and, you know, say, we're bringing in supplies to this warehouse, and that's how you get in the warehouse. And then, you know, carry crates around and plant the stuff via subterfuge.
I want to stealth in.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling some stealth.
My skill is...
So that's stealth. And then I think it should prompt you to pick your character load on the thing. If you click four. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you'll have to open your playbook. Load is the items that you have with you. You pick a number, like a size, and that's how many items you can carry with you. And those you don't have to decide on. Like, you don't have to pick the items now. You just, you know, pull a rabbit out of a hat if you should need it.
But I can't pick anything from the left side. I was able to pick the playbook items. I chose picks. I'm going to do knives. That one I can't select.
Let me see.
Yeah, I can't select anything under standard items either.
I see. No, if you mark, then no.
Oh, yeah, you have to choose your load.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want both of my pistols.
Really? The pistol with the loudest weapon?
Yeah. Shit, you got a point. Okay, hold on.
Somebody has.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, hold on. The hell?
But
I'm going to do the arcane implements. Some climbing gear.
Oh, it finally selected.
Oh, weapon. I don't want to do a large weapon. Ooh, some tinkering tools.
But if you That's very, that's, I don't know why it's making you select. Yeah.
I have a question. One of my options in here is documents, and making me think things that we need to bring in and plan.
Don't count them.
Okay.
You can have them. You could use documents to, you know, forge that you're a guard, replace the guard.
Mm.
But how the game is supposed to work, I don't know why this particular thing makes you do stuff, is you pick a load number, and then you say, you know, whenever you use the item is when you acknowledge you have it, and then you mark off when, right? So if you were to say, I pull out my climbing gear, right, then that's one of your items that you brought with you, one of your three items you brought with you. And it's never, like, predetermined. You're supposed to, as you use it, make it up. So if you see anything in there that, like, you know, later on you think, oh, it would actually be cool if I had this, feel free to jump that in and say you don't have
something. Okay.
It's a large weapon.
A large weapon.
It's just called a sword.
Get one for luck, the advantage. Yes. Holy God.
3-1-3.
So I rolled your engagement roll, which I guess it essentially gives you your starting position, right? Because it's a 3, which is a desperate starting position, I am going to add that something special is happening this day that you've chosen to plant this evidence, and give up the guard number to a good 6. There's 6 of them.
God, what would a 1 have meant?
So in this game, 1 to 3 is fate.
But they're all the same level of fate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then
get
4 and 5 is succeed with a complication, and 6 is your success. In the instance of a 6 that isn't a predetermined thing that I'm gonna have to talk about, I'll have you describe what you're doing. So if it's an action that you're doing, I'll say, you know, describe how you're, what you're doing scenario. Whereas a 4 and 5, I'll give some description, and then a 1 to 3, obviously I'll be giving you all the details in there. So you have 6 guards. Something interesting and special is happening today that made them increase the number of guards. So how do we want to get into the warehouse? What is our...
So, is there ever a point where, like, the guards a blind spot and there's overlap? Are they patrolling outside? Are they inside? Are they both?
Both, but never downstairs. They don't go around the outside of the, like, ground. They go out the bay door, up the stairs, and then sky bridge around through a door that goes into a sky bridge, and the stairs, like, loop. So, like, no one goes around the outside of the building, right? Other than on that sky bridge. So,
like, under sky bridge and, like, maybe find, like, a window or something?
Yep.
How do I get back to my things again? My stuff?
Character key?
Well, I had to pick however much stuff I was bringing with me. Or, like, I, you know, like, the load or whatever. I saw a list of stuff I could bring with me in that list.
You'd be able to click on picture of yourself.
Me.
And then pull up your character feed.
And me does nothing.
And then it'll be in double click on yourself, maybe. Just.
Yeah, all right, well.
And inventory is where the list.
Okay, with me, I brought Fine Shadow Cloak. It is a hooded cloak made of rare Peruvian shadow silk that blends into the darkness. Want to wear that?
Okay.
So, a little extra sneaky.
All right.
And then I'd like to find a window that, like, is potentially out of the path of the patrollers. Path of window.
Okay. Goal is to find a window. You'll pick one of your actions, decide whichever one. The effect is standard. Position is risky because. As of right now, like, they're not alerted to anyone happening, like, it. So, like, they're not in an extra bad scenario yet.
Okay. Well, I would like to use study. I would like to carefully look at the building. Oh, if I can peek carefully in some windows to see, like, what kind of window? Is it an open kind of place? Am I going to be able to get in? I'd like to find something where, you know, I'm going to open into, like, a hall that will be populated.
Okay. Yeah. Does anyone want to assist in the role? Push yourself.
Hi.
I'll assist.
Go ahead and roll it. That is a
nice.
Nice. As you hail around the perimeter of beneath the sky bridge, there is a window just beneath the sky
bridge. Beautiful.
It goes into sort of the back-ish area of the warehouse. And looking through the window, there's a bunch of crates. It doesn't look like, from what you can see, that the guards go back there in their route. Not really. They do the loop around the bridge, down the stairs, out the door. They sort of do this, like, you know, like a figure eight type of thing. So they're doing the circle up top, and then they go outside and do a circle in the same sky bridge. They don't really spend very much time on the floor, because the only, like, other entrance than this window is a giant bay door where they would clearly see you coming.
All right.
Yeah. But,
one of us is the strongest. Open this window. And before you do it, I have with me a silence potion, which negates all sound within 10 paces of the drinker for a span of several moments. But we can really, like, wrench open a window.
Okay.
And I'll slip in. But, want to give that potion probably to the strongest person, although it would affect us all if we're all pretty close.
Okay. How do I find out what my strength is?
It would be, dependent on the action that you're using to sort of break open the window. If you're using wreck, whatever your wreck score is, yeah, it could really be.
If it's locked, I also brought some lockpick stuff.
You know, you could also, you know, finesse it.
So, wants me to kind of lockpick it, I can do that. Didn't want to take too much of the starting stuff here.
Mm.
So, it could be.
I have some in finesse.
Yeah, it could be any of those actions, whatever it is.
Definitely the lockpick stuff.
I have two skill finesse.
Okay. Would finesse the window open.
Would like to use delicate lockpicks that I brought.
Okay.
And also the potion.
Okay. So we're gonna call the position. The position is controlled and the effect is great. So if you succeed at this roll, you're going to be able to open the window again. And if you fail at this roll, you'll probably get complication instead of the guards are alerted, you're trying to break in a window. You get the window open. Everyone can get through the window, but you can't close it. The window is now open.
Are there curtains? Can I, like, drop?
No. Cool. I just never stumbled on curtains in a warehouse.
That's fair. I forgot it was a warehouse. I keep picturing the map from the last one we played. And, like, it was, like, this fancy...
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely... Yeah. It had the draw the curtains in the bed with the gun on it.
Oh, guys, this is suspicious.
Yeah.
You said if anything was suspicious, there'd the case.
Oh my god, a door open.
A window was left open?
The one.
Yeah.
Maybe sneaking into the bathroom or something? Maybe someone opened the window because they took a smelly poo.
This is the back of the warehouse. Behind all the fun crates.
We buy the water.
By the water.
I don't think that
was. If we're super worried about the window, someone can use another action to try to close the window.
Who's the last one in?
I'm going to let you guys decide that. What order did you go in the warehouse window? Who went in last?
I would like to go in first. Sure.
I don't mind going in last to try and close, like, finesse the window closed.
Okay. If you want to... You want to roll finesse to try to close the window. Again, it's going to be controlled, and the effect will be standard because you're closing the window. Really isn't going to be for benefit.
Oh, no. Oops. Well, shit.
Oh, no. Any chance that potion's still working?
You seem to jam the window more, not really going in at all. If at first you had some sort of wiggle, now it's just flat stuff.
We have no wiggle.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the window is open.
I give, what's your character's name, Brody?
Brody.
I give Brody, like, a solid, like, okay symbol, like a really sarcastic, like, peace, we go. It's like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right. You are in the warehouse.
What do we have to plant? And do we have instructions on where to plant it?
No, not where to plant it. What you have is a good package type of thing. From the looks of it, looks like some sort of contraband, but unless you open it, it's like...
We need to put it somewhere, like, mildly hidden. We can't hide it too well, or they won't find it. Can't leave it out in the open, or it'll look suspicious. But, like, we need mildly hidden.
Is there, like, a foreman's office or something?
Yeah. That would be on the same floor that you're on. I'm gonna use directions here. It'll be to the left of where you're going. Straight from where you are is the bay doors, and then to the right is the stairwell that the guards come down and go out the bay. So if you were to stay, really close to the crates and go that way, you'd probably get in office without any interaction with them. If that's what.
Well, I'm thinking foreman's office because it is hidden, but it's not like too hidden.
Okay.
No, you can talk.
Do we all want to roll?
Like to prowl my way over?
Yeah, same.
We can all do that. That's what
my position and all.
Your position is still controlled. The effect is standard.
Okay.
If you succeed, you get to the office.
You better hope you get a good one.
Did I push myself and take a stress for this? I feel like this is important to not be seen.
Yeah.
I haven't taken any stress yet.
Do we want to do... So is everyone going, or we...
You know what? We're all going.
Breaking it up?
Maybe one of us should go. Just to reduce...
I could set my...
I feel like a dog isn't the most stealthy.
Ghost dog.
Can it carry a package?
Maybe.
Ship's focus to DM. I don't know, can it?
I honestly don't know.
I'm gonna say no.
Come on, it has a mouth.
Yeah
it's still a ghost mouth.
Yeah,
alright, I am pretty good at prowling.
Well, I'm pretty sure you got
one. If one of you wants to go, then other two stay back. I was just thinking in my head, maybe someone wants to stay by the window to ensure that you can get out.
Yeah.
You
want
to be window man?
I mean, I don't mind staying back. I feel like I would need to hide or something. Because the guards.
As long as you stay where you are, they probably won't.
Oh, okay, good. Nice. Yeah.
You'd have to, do do something because they're routed.
No, I'm
good. Really go back there.
Question. I have that fancy cloak on.
Yeah.
Does that do anything for me?
It increases the effect. I guess we can call the effect great, and I'll give you, you are in the off.
Oh.
Okay.
So you will roll the, you will still roll the prowl to get there, but if you succeed, you are successfully inside the office.
Okay.
Whereas before it would be getting to the office and having to get in.
Right, buddy.
No, right.
Oh, I'm scared.
Chaos.
Nice.
Chaos. Yeah.
So. Oh, I love when the DM groans when we do well.
Yeah. So yeah, you succeed. You get inside the office. There is no one in there. And the curtains are closed.
So there are curtains.
Yeah.
In the office.
In this office window. They're closed down. They have their normal window that they look out and we'll move around the warehouse. They have them closed up. No one's in here. It's dark. You can see. Get in there. There's a desk. There's a bunch of file cabinets. A bottle of whiskey.
Does the desk,
Ooh.
come down in front? Like if you were sitting at the desk, would I be able to, like, see your lap and...
No.
Okay. I want to put the package, like, where your feet would be if you were sitting at the
desk. Okay.
But, like, hidden.
Okay.
Like, still accessible to the person who hidden enough.
Thanks.
I know. That's why I'm thinking, like, I don't want it, like, on top of the desk. Like, they tried to hide it, but maybe they're dumb.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, you carefully place that there. So, you'll have to roll to get back.
Oh. I'm going to prowl my way back. How would you assist if you're back by the window? Really gonna push myself. I'm gonna, like, hold my breath the whole way.
Okay.
And just... That would be stressful. Okay. Okay.
Other success? Yeah. Okay. You got it back.
Okay, but then I want to get back to Brody, and I want to talk about the window. One window is stuck open.
Yeah.
It's very obvious that a window is open. My thought process is... Looked like someone was trying to, like, air it out.
That's actually a good idea, though.
Well, I think it's wedge now because Brody tried to close it and it got stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we could try and open a few more just to make it, like, maybe it was hot in here and some people, like, open some windows to, like, air it out.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, only one window is open. Something's.
I mean, multiple windows open looks way less suspicious than just one.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. And if we can't get the other one closed, we might as well go the other way. But if you want.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, can I, like, look around and see, like, like, where else would be some other, like, I want to sporadically open some windows, but also try and stick to the shadows, try and stay out of, like, the field of view of strollers.
So, there was one in the office.
That's the thing. I don't think I want to open one of the offices. Like, that's a little suspicious. And, like, why would anyone be in the office if the office is, like, a closed place? Yeah. They're not opening office windows to air the place. Like, right now, I think it's empty and it's being guarded. So
there are windows up, Skybird. There's guards.
There's literally only one window on the whole fucking first floor. First floor.
No, there are more windows. but you'd have to... That would be towards, like, the stairs. So there's only one window on this back wall. Other than the ones that are above it. So there's the windows up. There's the one that you're all in front of. And there are some on the left side and the right side of the building. The one in the office. And then beyond that, there's a couple.
Okay. About how much time do we have between guards passing through this area? Coming down the stairs and going up. There are six of them.
I would assume there's three already.
Well, they're in pairs. So you have the two go up while the other two are going out the door and around outside. Then there are two inside. Oh, that is very interesting.
So would it be like...
The listeners can't see fingers.
The gap...
I'm trying to make sure.
I
don't care about that too much right now. I know a lot.
We love you, listeners.
So if we're looking at like, I guess, trying to figure out timing between the six, when it was four, right, there was maybe... 5 minutes, no one being there.
Now it's you.
And now it's to precisely map it out, you'd have to walk. Whereas Alex has perfect information for four guards. So without, like, taking the time to study or survey, figure that out, how long it is, you wouldn't have an exact...
Okay. I have a quick question.
All right.
Would subterfuge supplies include a costume? Or, like, access to costume?
I will say yes.
So, here's what I'm thinking. We can't just walk around in this warehouse, but the guards can. If I use my subterfuge supplies to make myself look like a guard, I could, like, go around and open windows without there being too much suspicion.
Okay.
Guards all know each other?
That's a good question.
I don't know if we'd know yet.
I think...
They're in pairs.
Yeah, I think
the subterfuge supplies do include documents too.
Okay, right.
So I could be like I'm like a new guard, or I'm here for training, or some such nonsense. And I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think that's the best idea, and I can assist you on that. Like, because I'm with you, I'll like help you get all dressed and.
I run a wide one.
Yeah,
that works.
Okay.
And if the guards are in pairs, because they are in pairs, right?
Yes.
Would I know what, like, the captain of the guards looks like?
Probably not.
Okay.
Your studying of the warehouse, yes, gave you a look at the guards. You would know which guards were there originally and which guards are there now new, right?
So you
recognize the four guards that were there when you looked at the warehouse, and you mm-hmm. be able to identify the two new guards, who they are.
Okay. I think that's what I'm going to go for then. I'm going to use my subterfuge supplies, get all gussied up to look like a guard, and forge some documents that says, like, I'm the new guy on the force or whatever. And then I'm going to talk to them about opening some windows or open some windows. Yeah, isn't it hot, guys? It's sweltering in here. Aren't you guys hot? I'm going to open this window really quick. No problems?
We good? Okay, so are you using sway with that?
I'm thinking so, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna also assist.
Beautiful. So the position is controlled and the effect is standard, right?
I'm going to say the position is...
Position is risky.
Yeah, because if this fails and they start to question you, then you put yourself in a dangerous...
Okay. Another question. If I push myself, does that help me at all?
It gives you another dice.
That's not a horrible idea. I'm going to push myself.
Dice, not bad.
Not bad. All right. Let's give this a go.
You nailed it.
Yes, baby. It did. It really did.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, you go in there and like you said, you say, man, it's really hot in here. Like, we need to open windows. And they're like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And they open the windows for you. Some of them.
Nice. And, thanks, guys. Thanks for the assistance with this. Appreciate it. I'm gonna go take a smoke break, and I'm gonna leave.
All right. That works completely. They open the windows. You trick them with the disguise. But yes, one more thing. Roll something here. Because I don't know.
I don't trust you guys. That's three. Right. Guys. What are you doing there?
What's going on here? I'm not even with them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that good for us?
Yes, that is good for you.
Nice. Okay. Like that. But more of that. Let's do more things that are good for us.
Yeah, so whenever I'm making decisions that are based in what if territory, we'll roll a fortune roll using one of the stats of different characters and decide which way that goes. My question was, does the guards then question, where did that person go that told us to open the windows? Or does it just mesh into their daily work routine and they forget about it? And
random orders.
They were like, oh, okay, that was a thing that happened, and they don't remember it really.
Brody, you said they were going on a smoke break.
Yeah, and they don't question it at all. But I wanted to, have obviously the concept that there's a possibility that, wait, who the hell was the person that told us to open the window? And why are they not here?
Okay, well, seeing that Brody's probably going to leave through the front entrance because they were like, taking a smoke break.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you'll sneak around the building or something.
Yeah.
After the other guards open the windows and make their way back upstairs, get her towards the window we first came in, okay. And try and prowl my way back out.
That is, it's a controlled area. Yeah. Okay. The effect is, we'll stand. We're just getting out. Nice.
As you're on your way out, the window slides down.
Finally shuts.
It wedges you there. You're stuck.
I'm looking at you through the spyglass and start laughing.
You get out of the window. Yeah. Okay. You get out of the window, but at the time you're getting out of the window, directly underneath the patrol on the above sky bridge.
But they can't see me because I'm directly underneath. They can't see you
because you're directly underneath.
I know.
Yeah,
you can definitely see them above you.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Then just kind of stick to the building, find a shadow kind of thing. have a shadow cloak on, wait for them to spawn, and then I'm the whole time I'm thinking, where did Zero go?
He's chilling back, watching through his spyglass.
I don't know that. I left you by this window.
Oh, yeah, that's
I hope he's not inside.
He's lost.
Do we have a meetup plan? Should you have to separate?
We're probably just going to go back to our base.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
I feel like our default is if we get separated, meet back there.
Yeah, I see this one. Hi, me and him.
Okay. So, yeah, you make it back to home base, successfully done the score. But I am going to do the clock.
Why?
Why are we counting? Why is there a clock? Let's,
You put in Militia. I read Matilda.
Imperial Matilda.
Imperial Matilda. He's great. He's done great things.
I think,
Is that who we want to find out? That's the guy we're framing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yikes. Yikes. So,
this clock is less a current, like, panic about the clock, but in the future, interactions and things that you have could advance this clock, and so you've done this crime now. You've planted the evidence. So, at some point in time, the people that are essentially, this person is part of the Imperial Militia. Those people could find out you're responsible.
Okay.
So there are.
Just make dangerous enemies? Uh-huh.
Right. So we're gonna do like a weird, you know, lens zoom out from the base, fall back into the warehouse. Vector find the package under the desk. He holds it up, looks at it, opens it. Inside of it are these vials. Weird blue goo. Yeah. There's two of those in this package. Weird vial thingies with blue goo. He says that this is good evidence. He surveys the surrounding area. Doesn't think much of it. This was just casually placed here. And we got him this time. He sends his people to make the arrest.
Yeah.
And
good thing.
Yeah. As the
right.
Yeah.
Because there were so many open. It was hot.
Yeah, as the arrest occurs, you get another sort of notice, a public space where people can talk to you. Part of your crew thing is that your lair is hidden, so I don't think they have a way to directly engage with you in your lair. Have like some sort of hide. It's got a website. They just jump in the chat and shoot you a chat like.
That
have QR codes on
them. Just hit us up. Every single bus, we're like,
get the QR. Posing. Got you. They contact you, the magistrate does, and sends the three coins. So, what we'll do is...
We're good tonight, and I pop the coin in my mouth.
Try to feel rich, try to take a bite out of it, crack it too.
So this was
your team.
Why are people crying?
Okay, let me look up something. I'm gonna go into downtime, wrap us up, do the next score.
Okay. Downtime is where we can indulge our vices to get rid of stress, right?
Yeah. I'm just doing the reputation, but I gotta look at what default. They're only gonna get reputation. Be cool.
Love it. One giggle. It makes me nervous. For anything. No giggles allowed. Question. Do you prefer GM or DM?
Recently, I have run way more not DM. Is there something on?
It says two reputation.
Two love reputation.
Oh, weird. Well, let me move on to the.
Oh. Okay. Incarcerate.
No one should be incarcerated.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like. Let me do this. So, get to pick two activities.
Ooh.
The list should be up. Just click 3.
6 heat? Why? No one saw us. Alright, DM.
So, what's the least amount of heat we could have? Is it 0?
No. Yes, 0 is the least amount. You do any.
We have 6? My god. Okay, what can we do to reduce heat?
The activity, we're heated.
What am I supposed to be doing right now? I'm confused. I said something was supposed to pop up, and all I saw was the human. Oh. I have this on.
Can you click activities?
Oh.
Like, will it let you? What? Click the other sidebar. Click the dice.
Oh, okay. So that set to vice right. Oh, but doing. I'm having. Oh, wait. I found it.
Ah, there.
Okay. My actions are for Brody, though. I'm not Brody!
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, you have no heat.
Oh, me?
Ah. All of you.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Is it letting you click the things?
I've been clicking on them this whole time, and it's not changing anything at all. It's not even letting me click on them, to be honest.
No, but they're lighting up like we should be able to click.
Right, they are.
You're doing great.
You're doing good.
Yes, the only thing I really want to do is indulge a vice.
Buy myself spices.
Blackjack.
Oh my god.
Cricket can only train. let me do a vice for Cricket. Cricket vice. Cricket indulge. Cricket go buy something pretty.
There you go.
My screen. Oh.
Oh man, you didn't clear the whole one stress.
Okay. Indulge vice? Sure. Brody, roll. I don't have a lot of stress, but. Oh no!
What happened?
Oh no! I cleared all of my stress.
Oh no.
But I overindulged.
Made a bad call. I'm out of money.
I made a bad call.
I'm gonna say that's my bad call.
I think if I made a bad call, knowing Brody, he probably got really, really drunk. So he's just sloshed.
And we're all waking up with some random person that he brought home last night.
Oh. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, they woke up in an extra large version of the shirt with the QR code on the back. Fell asleep like this again.
Okay.
What is it? I guess for down that you can acquire and ask.
I haven't trained yet.
So you want to indulge?
How do you train?
I can't hear.
Alex, say that again.
Okay. How do you train? Sorry, because I only did one thing so far.
So you should be able to hit the dice.
There is no dice next to train for me. It's just trash cans.
Okay, hold on. Oh, so there isn't a roll involved. We just go to
my playbook.
Open your playbook. Pick one.
Nice. What am I gonna? Probably more finesse or prowl or sway. Probably sway.
So there's six possible things you can do. Get to pick fire. Is in temporary use of an asset like a cohort, a vehicle, or a service. You can recover, which is seek harm, produce heat. You can indulge your vice, but you only have one. So you want there's long term project work on a personal project. Either. Okay. What is your long term project?
I'm gonna open.
Have some fun underground because stolen from
incredible. It's trying not to spur on it. It is trickle crack.
Oh, breaking stuff.
Children, Holly Wally, yo my. I got one of them halfway there, and she goes, Holly Wally, and I was like,
oh my.
Protege.
What are you doing? Work on the underground. Are we going places, observing them? Are you meeting with people, talking to them? I'm going to call this survey.
Telling himself. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm trying to find a competitive system.
This is your investment strategy. Build that nest egg.
Four of your 12 box ice indulging. Next time we'll have more narrative. This was more figuring the game.
I'm glad we got to do more things. I feel like us finding a window in your last one kind of did the story real quick.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for listening. That was another episode of That's Dicey. I'm Andrew.
I'm Seth.
I'm Alex.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.